Good morning. We continue with our study of Rav Volbi's Olam HaYedidus, his World of Friendship, a series of conversations that Rav Volbi had put together between the Six-Day War and the Yom Kippur War when people were searching. And he made it his business to help identify some of the basic tenets of Orthodoxy to those who perhaps were not as observant. It's fascinating to me that this particular Sefer particularly opens up our mind to certain basic premises that those among us, many of us, sometimes just take for granted. And we just do and act and proceed haphazardly. And our children wind up asking questions. And our children wind up having the questions and the belief and doubt. And we just don't have the answers because we've been just acting that way ourselves. The work itself is phenomenal. And Rav Volbi, in his style, was so careful to be able to explain things in a manner that becomes fundamentally understood and organized. To me, the next talk we're going to look at, the Shisha Sidrei Mitzvos, is built off the last concept, which is the concept of Torah Mitzvos, the understanding that that we exist, that are to go ahead and have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the best way for us to connect the spiritual realm together with the Olam HaMaaseh, which is what we're encouraged to do, is through the process of Mitzvos. The Mitzvos are God's guidebook to handling the world. And Rav Volbi told us that, therefore, we have a responsibility to keep the mitzvos, because within the mitzvos, we are looking at this world differently. And when we think about it, we've been working on this for a little while. That is indeed the case. So now, in this next talk, Rav Volbi is going to use and identify six different orders of mitzvos, which means what he's really going to do is give us six different identity patterns for understanding classifications of mitzvos, which is going to help us because we know the number six from a different perspective. And it'll help us really develop a certain understanding of the way Torah Shabbat has developed. But beforehand, and this is what we'll focus on for the day, is Rav Volbi begins with a famous question: why do we have so many mitzvos? It's one of those issues that raises people's eyebrows, and you say, wait a second, there are so many mitzvos, how are we supposed to be able to keep them? So of course, Rav Volbi says you have to understand mitzvos are opportunities for spiritual uplift. But he adds that there's a certain degree a personal involvement that a person has with mitzvos that contributes to that spiritual uplift. The more that you are involved and do something, the more connected you are and the more of an impact it has on you. He contrasts this with a different aspect. He says he remembers a certain Beethoven concert in Tel Aviv, and he says there were certain concerts that brought together over 25,000 people in the land of Israel. And he says, I'm pretty sure, and the people came out and they were looking for a spiritual experience through the listening of the Beethoven concerts. He says, Rav Volbi, I'm pretty sure they weren't just Orthodox Jews who were looking. He says, no, the truth is people are looking for spiritual ascent across the board. And that's why if you don't find it in one direction, if you lock off certain areas and avenues for spiritual exploration, you're going to find it in other areas as well. He says, but you know what the difference is? He says he remembers reading one account from one particular doctor who went to hear the Beethoven concerts by the Israeli Philharmonic. And the guy writes that the music was so incredible, it moved him to tears. Says Rav Volbi, that's great. It moved you to tears, which is a need. Your soul is experiencing and expressing something unbelievable. And then your tears dry, and you go away from the concert. And that spiritual experience is now empty. You don't have anything left from it. He says, what kind of spiritual experience is that? And what does it say about us if we're living in a world and we're looking for a spiritual experience? Contrast that, my dear friends, with something that's much, much smaller. To contrast that with a Mincha Maariv Minyan, where we needed the tenon, where we're waiting. You know the famous story that they tell about the, I think Lenny Solomon turned this into a song, Please Come Wait for Us for Shabbos Minyan Man. And the spiritual experience of this fellow who got stuck in a bus in Mobile, Alabama, and he winds up getting off for Shabbos and spending Shabbos in a particular town. And he says, you know, the spiritual experience had a lot of song. Both instances have music. But that became the source of a tremendous amount of spiritual uplift for 10 people who got together and they did something together. Says Rav Volbi, mitzvos have that effect on us. When we do something, it affects us. And he uses the greatest example in Judaism because it's one of those mitzvos that has that impact on the greatest number of Jews. And what is that? The mitzvah of the Seder night. Now, the Sefer Achinuch brings down, he says, there are so many different mitzvahs that are associated with Seder night. And why so many mitzvahs? He says, because it has an effect on us. Ki acharei ha-pe'ulos nimshachim ha-levavos. Based on what we do, that's where we find a spiritual uplift. That's where our hearts tend to go ahead and proceed. In fact, the Sefer Achinuch, and this is Mitzvah Tazayin in Parashas Bo, he says, that's the explanation of a famous Maimar Chazal. God wanted to create a lot of opportunities for the Jewish people by giving us Torah mitzvahs. I don't care who you are, says Ravobi, it is going to affect you. Do one mitzvah, you know it's going to affect you. Be involved in one opportunity, you know it's going to affect you. I remember working in the VA hospital, and we used to have a mincha minyan in the winter. And I remember that in the VA hospital, we couldn't have been so particular on who we were going to include in the minyan. And there was one very clear head of department who was a Jewish, but he was Jewish pretty much in name only. Except when we had nine guys. If we had nine, he would come to the minyan. And after the minyan, he would tear. And I would ask him, what's going on? He says, nothing. Go back to work. I know what was his issue. He realized how important it was for the rec therapist and the intern and the psychologist and the internal medicine guy to get together. And he realized that he was the one who made it happen. He was the one that took the schar. Now all of a sudden, Mike in rec therapy was able to say the Kaddish. Now all of a sudden, and that was a moving experience for him. And he understood that he counted and it made a difference. And so here was a confirmed atheist on his own part who was having his spiritual uplift from a simple mitzvah, the opportunity of standing in to be able to be a part of a minyan for 10 minutes. Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Es Yisrael. So he gave us those mitzvahs. Why so many? To give us more opportunity. We'll grab the right ones. We'll create that spiritual uplift. And as we'll see through the rest of this particular talk, Torah Shebaal Peh is organized to give us the perspective on those mitzvos. And Be'ezus Hashem, in the upcoming Vadim, those will be the topics we're going to take advantage of. So as you approach each and every mitzvah you do for today, tomorrow, the next day, stop a moment and see, how is that going to make a difference to me? There's one video I saw of a dear colleague of mine in the rabbinate. He spoke to a packed house, and he's a brilliant orator, and his material is always top-notch. But I still find the most moving thing that he did was he made a bracha shakol niyabidvaro before he got up to speak because he had some water. And I still find myself more fascinated by that bracha, by the action that he took, than by the speech, despite the fact that the speech was phenomenal in the process. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us that experience as well, where every mitzvah we do becomes something we get excited from. And through that process, every day will be an incredible day. Have a fantastic day.